Murfreesboro coach Gary Carter. Coach, we talked back in July. We were really hoping for a season back then. How have you been? What's it been like?
Well, it's in my, 35 years as a coach, I've never seen anything like it. So it's obviously it's different than it's ever been. So, it's just, you got to do what they tell you and what's best for the kids, and that's what we're doing.
When we talked, you said you had 27 freshmen at the time. Is that number the same? Has it changed at all?
It's hard to say because, we have some kids that don't show up. We're probably, about 40 kids have been showing up consistently, and we should have about, 65, so we're down a little bit there. But, until we start officially where it's really for real, it's the ones that are here are the diehard kids, kids that love football and that kind of thing, and the kids that are on the kind of on the edge of the boat, so to speak. Those are the ones that they're here some days, some days they're not. But it's hard to say. I mean, that's what it was, and that's what I expect to have at least around 25 or so.
I know it's hard to say also just about their talent level, but what has impressed you most about that group specifically?
Well, I mean, it might be one of the best classes that I've had coming through here. From an athletic standpoint. It's got linemen, it's got backs, it's got everything that we need to be successful in that class, and obviously some really good kids in that class. So, if it all keeps going the way it's going, and those kids still develop and still have an interest, then things will be good for us in 3 or 4 years.
Obviously, we want to be playing football right now, but I got to think from your perspective, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because of all those freshmen, and you get a chance to kind of develop them, and come spring, maybe some of them are ready to go.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're going to be very young anyway, so we're going to have quite a few sophomores playing for us this year. I mean, they're going to be in not just supporting roles, but in key roles. And it's usually not a good thing when you have, a sophomore late in team, but, we've got good senior leadership, and we've got some decent juniors and some decent sophomores. So, they're talented but we're going to lean on some of those guys and those freshmen that are coming up. This is an opportunity for us just to kind of teach our system. As you can see, we're not going to be in helmet shoulder pads or anything. We're not going to hit or anything. So there's not really nothing we can do there. From a defensive standpoint, that's not a good thing. But from an offensive standpoint, we can work on timing and teach our systems and do 7-on-7s and things like that against ourselves. More of a mental approach, I guess you'd say.
Earlier today, Minnesota made the choice to go ahead and vote football back in. Now Illinois is the only Midwestern state that's not playing the game in season. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on it right now, if you'd asked me a month ago, I would say it would be different than it is right now. I don't want to start now because I don't want them to pull the rug out from under us when we get going.
Sure.
So that's what scares me. I'm afraid that if we start going and it takes the IHSA 2 or 3 weeks to get going back again, you're talking about being, the middle of October.
Right.
I mean, what kind of season are you going to have with, a month,
right,
exactly. So, I'm happy that we have 7 games in the spring. Mm-hmm. And, I think that's where we need to kind of focus our attention, and you can't control the politics side of it. So, I think, in my opinion, I think politics should stay out of football.
Speaking about that schedule in spring now, when the schedule came out for Murfreesboro, I know a lot of people were kind of disappointed to see the Carbondale game wasn't on that schedule. I don't know if you can speak to it. Maybe Len's the person that I need to ask. But when I talked to Brian Lee last week, he said that he didn't know why it wasn't on there. Do you know any reason why? Or was it because of the River, maybe just everything going on there? Kind of, is that a fair assumption?
Well, we have 2 6-team conferences,
yeah,
that are affiliated. So we have basically 12 teams, 12 schools, now 11 with Sparta's departure. But, we were loyal to those people, my understanding. Now, Len's probably the person you can talk to with that. But, my understanding of it is that that's what the conference ADs got together and decided what was best for our conference so that we could help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a conference is for anyway, is to make sure that you're taking care of your own people.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it, we cross over with people, and not all schools choose to do that, but we do. Mm-hmm. And so we were loyal to the people that we already play, that we cross over with. And you know, with Carbondale, that's really our only non-conference game. I mean, we play the Mississippi side, but that's really not a conference game, but, you know, according to the IHSA. But they are really affiliated, and they're really, you know, the teams that we, you know, we affiliate with, so.
You know, you were talking about the 7-on-7 just a moment ago. Carterville last Friday had a 7-on-7 scrimmage. I think some of the public was able to come to that. Is there any talks for Murfreesboro doing something like that?
No. No, we're just going to work on ourselves and try to teach our kids and, you know, get our kids going in the right direction. And I don't want to do anything that's going to have the rug pulled out from under us and that kind of thing. You know, we just want to make sure that we're doing the right things with masks and social distancing. And it's so hard with teenagers because they're, you know, they forget and, you know, they're social anyway. And they want to talk and high five and chest bump and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where I would say, no, we're not doing anything like that. We've got a couple more days, and then basketball is going to have it in October. So,
how have guys like Ryan Finke, Gavin Kuba stepped up in a year that's been so unprecedented?
Well, I mean, you know, they've been here every day, and they're in the weight room, and they're doing the things that are necessary. And even when we had the little hiatus there in the spring where we couldn't do anything, you know, they were working out on their own and those kinds of things. And that's, you know, that shows me those kids are – they're all in, you know. So I mean, you know, when you get kids like that, that's the kind of kids that you love to coach and be around because they're such positive kids and they're fun to be around because they do everything you ask them to do.
Final question I have for you: Drew Caldwell, sophomore quarterback. Right now, he's playing for the golf team as well. The impression that I got from him when we did see him last year was he's one of those kind of power throwers that has a good base. Golf, you have to have a good base. I have to assume you're kind of happy he's out there because he's building that base, and in the future you'll be able to throw more with him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we have a kid who's, you know, started 8 games as a sophomore for us in Ryan Finke. You know, so I mean, and as a junior, he you know, basically we split time with him up until I think the Benton game last year, and with him and McZeek. And so, I mean, he's the guy, and but, you know, Caldwell does a really good job. He's been here every day. You know, he was trying to find something that he can do, and I'm glad he was just, you know, trying to do something constructive and get out and do something he's never done before, you know, with the golf team, that is. And, you know, I mean, he's a really good kid, and he, like I said, even when he has golf matches, he'll go to a golf match, and he'll come here and get off the bus and change clothes and come out here and you know, come to a two-hour practice. So, you know, you got to love those kids. Those are kids that, you know, they can make excuses a bunch of different ways and say a lot of things. But, you know, he's here every day and doing everything he's supposed to do. And just a really good kid. But, yeah, he's got a strong base. He's got a good arm. And he just needs time to develop as, you know, learning the system and learning his reads and all that stuff. And then running our offense.
Coach Gary Carter, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.